And awaiting Trump and Putin potentially here on the stage. Rana, you said something interesting to me when I was like, I don't know what's happening. We'll see what's happening. You know Trump very well, obviously, and you said you wouldn't be surprised if he wants to go 6:30 on the dot or close to it.
I wouldn't be surprised. He's very aware of when news is airing here in the United States. You see this step and repeat that says pursuing peace. Mm-hmm. He wants to set the narrative as what's going to happen, as to what's going to happen today, and he's setting it with being in Alaska. He has control of it, and I think he would want to be in that nightly news coverage. Hmm.
There are so many messages, Janae, as Rana hit on. One of them behind there is pursuing peace. It's almost a statement there, but I guess maybe there should be a question mark added to it as well.
A question mark indeed. I think what's important here is to see that Donald Trump is really creating this narrative that, you know, I'm advancing the conversation to get to this ceasefire. Now, whether that materializes or whether we actually see great strides toward that, I think remains to be seen. But he wants to show that he has these diplomacy skills, that he can be a commander in chief, that he can have these tough conversations with dictators like Putin, mm-hmm. and it makes him look strong. And I think it makes his base, at least for that moment, say, look at our commander in chief. He's looking strong on the world stage.
You've covered this, President.